This is Kurt.
And this is Tracy.
And this is the MFG Cast. Hey everybody, welcome to another board game edition of the MFG Cast. We're going to do a little quick dibble about...
Dibble? Just,
yeah, dibble, ribble dibble.
Dibble dabble?
Dibble dabble. Talking about just some of the games we were playing with different people, because we, outside of our local game, or our local, yeah, it is local, obviously.
Outside of our normal weekly game night.
Yeah, we've been playing some different games with some different people, so thought it'd be fun to kind of get together and talk about that and just talk about our experiences, talk about the games that we played, that kind of thing. So let's jump right into it. So, like, what do we want to talk about first?
Well, why don't we start with what we played last weekend?
Sure. Yeah.
Not that it matters to anybody listening that it was last weekend.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
But just for us to keep track.
Yeah, exactly.
So we went and hung out with some friends that we've talked about on this podcast before. And so we went a state over and spent the day celebrating a birthday. And what's better when you're celebrating birthday than to play games?
Yeah.
Eat lots of yummy food and spend time.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to get a few games to the table. Both of them new to us. And one of them we gifted to one of our friends, Krista, called Finta.
Nope.
Vinca.
Finca.
What in the world? I am so like... It's been a rough week.
Finta. I was like, wait a minute, what? We're changing the letter and the pronunciation, I guess.
Oh my gosh, the last time we recorded it was, how do we pronounce Verdant?
Yeah, yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Good lord.
Yeah, this game was fun. I liked playing it.
What's it by?
It's by Pandasaurus. Yep. It's like you're gathering goods and delivering them to certain spots on the island of Mallorca. You're delivering things.
Please tell me you looked that up so that you knew.
Actually,
do you remember from the directions?
I do remember from the directions, and I remember how to say it as well, because I think I was watching something where they actually said the name of the island.
Is that a real island?
It is a real island. Oh. Yeah, I don't remember where it is, but I know it's real.
Huh.
So you're basically delivering these goods like grapes and fish and
lemon
and oranges and stuff like that to certain spots on the island. You're getting these tiles that score you different points. You also, if you scored the last tile on one of the parts of the island, you also, depending upon what the extra tile is, you count up how many of those resources you have, and if you have the most out of everybody, you get an extra scoring token.
But you can't deliver and fulfill that to the island of, what?
Mallorca,
until you get a donkey cart.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it called, though? Because we had, what did we call it? The DDC? The DCC? The...
Donkey Kong card?
The what?
Donkey Kong...
God. See, donkey, that's why we called it...
Cart card.
Donkey cart card. Yes. That's why we called it the DCC.
You called it the DCC.
I called it...
No one else did.
Hey, everybody that plays this game now calls it the DCC.
The DCC.
You are welcome.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, the DCC. But because as you're collecting resources to deliver to this island, you pass over, because it's like in a circle that's randomized every time you play, you pass over certain spots where you collect donkey card, or no, donkey cart cards.
Or the DCC.
And you can have more than one of these DCCs.
Yeah, you can have up to five, I think.
But you do have to have one in order to deliver to the people of this island. And you can only deliver six resources at a time.
Yeah. And you can do, and you can do multiple deliveries too. So like if one of the tiles needs three and the other needs two, you can deliver, you know, five that way.
Yep.
Also what we didn't talk about too is when you're moving your little pawns on that little resource board too, you move more times if there are multiple people in your spot, and you also collect more resources if you land on the spot that has more people on it, then you get more of that resource.
Yeah. But what's cool about that, that resource board is that it's ever changing. So every time you play the game, you basically shuffle those slices. It's basically a round circle.
They call it a windmill, actually.
Oh, well, they look like slices, so that would make sense.
True.
And then you get to place them randomly, and so it's never going to be the same. Mm-hmm. So you can't plan it out. You can't plot it out because your lemon may not be in the same spot every single time.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah. And then when you're scoring those little bonus tiles, you put your fincas, which are little estates. I actually had to look that up. You put those in the spots of the island to score or whatever.
How do you score those? Did you actually say?
Yeah, I did. You count up whoever has the most resources of that type. And then you get those points. It could be one resource or it could be multiple.
But it wouldn't be the resources that you actually have on hand. It would be the resources that you've collected from the island.
Oh, yeah. So on the tiles.
On the tiles. Yep.
You're correct. Yep. And
just to clarify, because at first I was mixed up thinking it was going to be the physical resource.
Exactly. And then you only have so many fincas that you place on the board before the end of the game. And then once you have that last finca placed on the board, then you count up the points. And whoever has the most points win. And then there's ties and blah, 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 blah. In case of ties, but we don't.
Ties are BS.
Yeah, they're boring. Boo.
BS.
But yeah, I really enjoyed it. I love delivery, like pick up and deliver games and stuff like that. This one's really easy to learn, easy to play. We knocked it out pretty quickly.
Yeah, we actually played it twice.
Yeah. And they also have a couple of mini expansions that you can do too, which are cool. So that'd be kind of cool.
Are they considered expansions or are they just advanced play variants?
One of them I think they actually specified as a mini expansion and the other one is probably advanced play, but I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, real fun game.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of fun with that. Spice Road.
Mm-hmm. And so we kind of... Like, we've gotten them Splendor and things like that. But then I saw this one. I was like, they like games that have, like, a look also.
Yeah.
So I saw this and I thought, I've never heard of it. And this game came out in what? What did we see? Like, 2009?
Well, I looked this up just because I was curious. Because I was like, this looks very updated. It used to be the company that used to produce it or whatever, publish it, doesn't anymore. So, Pandasaurus did an updated 2024.
Oh.
So, that's why we saw that in our local game store.
So, 2009 was, or something like that was when it originally came out.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Who originally published it?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
So, they,
I did not look
they like, bought the game or whatever.
Yeah, or they lost the rights and stuff like that.
Reskinned it or...
Yeah.
Whatever they did. For sure. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we also played a game that they had won in our... Long, long time ago, it seems like.
Which was only last year.
Yeah, but it's been a hot year.
Yeah. It has been a hot year, hasn't it? That's an interesting phrase that
it
you
is,
just
instead
used.
Of a hot minute. I don't know.
That's awesome. I like it.
I don't know. It's not been a hot year, like not spicy or anything like that.
Set it on fire.
one of the games we played was one that they won in at our con.
Yeah.
The Karsh Bomb.
Karsh Bomb Con.
Con.
Mm-hmm.
at our house, and it's called Really Loud Librarians. Who's that one by?
It's by Exploding Kittens. That's the company, apparently, that owns
That's really that. What it's called? That's
yeah,
weird.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we wanted to do some random miscellaneous games for prizes, and that was one that we picked. We had read about that one. And so we played that, and man, my brain was like squishy, mushy, like I couldn't think of stuff. So basically it's a board that you have letter, just a single letter that goes around on the board. And you have like a three, almost like a three circle magnifying glass sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a topic, and you have to go around, and you have to say a word or words that go to that topic. So, like, one of the topics we played was Disney characters. And you have to match Disney characters to letters that are around the board. And it has to be a letter that's in one of those three magnifying glass
spaces
that are on there.
Yeah.
Of course, you're going to want to try to go as far as you can. So you have a three space move. And so you can try to plan it that way, depending on if you get something weird like Z or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then they throw in like bonus tiles. So if you name something with a bonus tile, you might get an extra point. And there's a timer, so you only have a certain amount of time to bebop around the board to go ahead and try to name as many as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And move around. And then the other player has to play a different topic.
Mm-hmm.
And try to see if they can beat you. And whoever gets farther scores the points.
Yeah.
So just because you work so damn hard to try to lap and go one lap around the board or get bonus tiles for an extra point, things like that, might not even matter because the other person is so much better than you are.
Mm, yeah.
So you could get crappy categories that you just can't think of anything, or you legit can't think of anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like you have to have, like, your brain has to be, like, in a certain mode, or you have to have, like, some kind of, like, a brain game that you play before this game. Otherwise, you could really get stuck.
I was stuck in, like, cheese mode.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, I think there was something, parts of a sandwich or something, where I think we had parts of a sandwich maybe for one of our topics and dairy or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was listing cheeses for both categories. I was trying to list cheese for something else,
mm-hmm.
because that's all I could think of is cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we were able to reuse some of them. But man, some of the categories were really hard. I can't think of like Disney characters. I couldn't think of Disney characters. Mm-hmm. Except for it's nice because Disney and Star Wars, right?
And Marvel. Yeah, Disney owns like everything.
Yeah, so you'd think we would be able to list more. No, we weren't. Like to the point where it was like Kurt and I against the two of them, and we got hammered. And so then we thought we'll do three against the one that annihilates the entire game. And we barely beat her.
Yeah.
3-1.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like when it comes to games like that, some people are really good at them and some people are just not, you know, and some people obviously have better nights than others, but you know, it's still a fun game, but it's also frustrating when you suck, you know, when you're not doing as good.
Maybe
as
it like. just wasn't our night.
Yeah, for sure.
But it was a fun game.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad we had that as one of our prizes and that we were able to play it. And they seemed to like it too. Krista and Sarah both really seemed to like it too. Mm-hmm. So that's, I mean, it's great when, you know, you get something or, you know, somebody's able to win something as a prize like that and they really like it. That's always nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we played with them. So we played that one twice, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night, we celebrated more birthdays because apparently February is a birthday month.
Yeah, we're all about birthdays.
And so we went to Kurt's family's to hang out with his family. And we played a couple of games that we brought. We played just one. Boy, I just checked out there.
It's funny because I was going to let you do it. And I was like,
I just checked out.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
We played just one, which we've talked about on the podcast before. Basically, you're just randomly selecting a number from the card. And everybody has to give just one clue in order for you to try to guess what the word is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you match any words with other people, then those can't be used for you to be able to guess that word.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, sometimes we would all haul out the fact that we could use all the words for that person to guess. And then sometimes it would be one word.
Yeah.
For somebody to try to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Which was really funny because it was like the word Cleopatra, which everybody had to give clues for. And then there would be one word that somebody would have to try to guess what Cleopatra was. But then there'd be like some other like basic word and we'd all have something different.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like...
Which would surprise me.
The game of Just One that we played last night, I feel like that, even though maybe we didn't score as good as other times that we played that game, I feel like a lot of certain clues were really good.
I think we scored really well. Really actually. Good. Yeah. I think what they have you do is you play with 13 cards.
Yeah.
And you go around and you each have to be the one who picks, what, 1 through 4?
1 through 5.
1 through 5.
Yeah.
And where you can't see. And then everybody else selects whatever word and writes it on this dry erase tent.
Yeah.
And then in the rules, they have like one of those charts that says, you got 1 right, you suck. Mm-hmm. I don't know really what it says. Yeah. 13, you're majestic.
Probably a little more positive than that.
See, 1, you suck. 13, you're majestic. Yes. I don't know. See, that's why I don't write it. But we got 9 out of 13.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty good.
It was. Yeah. Which is funny because I feel like you have to really get pretty decent high up there. Otherwise, it's kind of like, okay, you did great, but try again.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. See, if I would have written that chart, it would have been like...
Majestic.
People would have been crying. No, I'm just kidding. So we played that. I like that game. I'm glad that we bought that game.
Yeah.
Because I really dig it. I feel like anybody can play that game.
Oh, yeah.
And no one seems to hate it.
No. Yeah. Because even if it's... Excuse me. Even if it's like hard to guess, you know, a clue for something and stuff like that, you still have enough people to do it with, you know, that it won't hopefully be as hard. And even if you only have one clue, it's like, that's not the end of the world. And I think the fact that it also is you're playing together as a group, that also helps, because then you're just trying to help each other and there's no combatancy on it.
Yeah, it's nobody against... It's not everybody against everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember, too, that we played this game. I remember, too, that we played this game during the pandemic. So we played it through Zoom.
Yeah.
And we tried to make that work so that we were able to, when we were all kind of quarantined at, towards the beginning of the pandemic, we were able to play this with friends online, which was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that you could even do, like, a very... like your own version of this too, if you wanted to online to play with people all around the world and stuff like that too. So, you know, this game isn't limited to just the table, which is cool.
Yeah. Yep. Agreed.
I love that. And then we also played Sushi Go Party, which was fun. I like that version of Sushi Go better because it gives you more options to play the game. So you're able to do more collections and certain things that you're supposed to do to get certain points during the game. So this is, for anybody that doesn't know, it's a drafting game. You're drafting one card each turn, and then at the end of the round, you're scoring based on what certain things are. So if it's like, if they're Daguerre, they're certain pointage. If they're Maki, you get points for if you have the most, and second most, and third most, stuff like that. There's also cards like we played, one was like,
Edamame.
Yep. So you get a point for each card that everybody else has, up to 4 points. So it's just,
So I would say it's not just a drafting game, it's also a collection game.
Set collection, yep.
Yep. Because obviously you're drafting to go towards set collection. And the difference between Sushi Go Party and Sushi Go would be the ability to play with more people. And they've also added more types of foods and collections and things like that. So, I mean, I suppose you could play Sushi... I don't know how many Sushi Go plays up to. Like, maybe five or six?
Yeah, something like that.
But this one plays up to, like, 10? I think.
I think it's 8. I think it's 8, actually. Okay,
well, either way, it plays up to quite a few people. Plays more.
Yeah.
So, and it plays 3 rounds, and this one comes with a scoring board and all the things.
Yeah, it's... I like those series of games. I think it's fun. I forgot we have Sushi Go Roll, too. I'd love to play that again. I feel like we haven't played that one in quite a while, too.
Is it Sushi Go Roll or is it Sushi Roll?
Sushi Roll, sure.
No, I don't know.
I don't know either, actually.
Well, when you said Sushi Go Roll, that sounded wrong. Yeah, it doesn't sound
right. Yeah, it's probably Sushi Roll. I'm sure that's right.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I think you might be right.
Because that's the one we learned how to play when we were at Gen Con at the Game Right booth, right?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That's awesome.
And that one of the booth workers taught us how to play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at what I remembered.
Yeah. We learned another game, that stacking game, too. That stacking game was fun, too, at Gen Con. But we never got it. I forget what that one is.
Game Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. No, it was just at Gen Con. I think it was a Haba game, I think. But it doesn't matter. I'm getting off track.
Animal bunny. What?
No, because it was like certain like not animals. There were certain blocks that we were kind of stacking and trying to keep them upright. God, I can't remember.
Are you thinking because they were right across from each other?
Probably. Yeah.
I don't remember that game.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember. We really liked it, and then we never end up getting it.
Oh, now I'm intrigued. You're going to have to look it up.
I don't even remember. I might not even be right that it's a Haba game. It might be something else. I just don't remember.
Hmm.
Anyway, doesn't matter. We're going off topic. But anyway, we did...
Hey, we can do what we want. This is our podcast.
We can. But yeah, we actually played a lot of good games lately. So it's been nice to get together with people. We've been talking about this. We want to... do that more. We've been doing, you know, trying to get together once a month with our friends, Sarah and Krista, and, you know, every once in a while, if we get together with our families, we try to play stuff that's...
Well, and then each week when we play with the guys, we're trying to introduce... Well, we each pick a game, right?
Yeah, we're doing a new thing this year where each week we play now, a certain player is going to pick a game.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be theirs. It could be somebody else's, but we're all just... And we're also what we're trying to do to be something that kind of helps us, and I think we've talked about this in the past, is picking... Once we pick a game, tell everybody what we picked before game night so people can either watch a video, look at the instructions, and try to get a leg up on how to play it. So then we're not just all trying to learn it at the same time, or one of us is trying to teach everybody else. So it's been helping, I think, a lot to be able to get kicked into games without having to go through as much.
Well, because the last time, I didn't play the last time with you guys, but you were able to play the game twice.
Yeah, even after I taught them how to play it.
Yeah.
Which was cool.
Yeah, and it really gets some new games to the table, too. Like, one week, Jason brought Ascension Tactics to the game, which was a game that he got for Christmas from us, and that one took a couple times to play it, or a couple weeks for us to play that based on time and stuff like that, but still, like, that was good.
Yeah, it's been nice.
I think it's my pick this week.
Mm-hmm. It is.
What are we gonna play?
I don't know. I know, that's the funny thing, too, is when it comes to, like, me and you, because we, you know, obviously we live together, like,
We do?
Yes, we do. I figured you'd say something. there's been things I'm like, ooh, this will be exciting. But I'm like, I don't want to tell Tracy because I would want you to pick what you'd want. I wouldn't want to be like, oh, this sounds fun. You know, that kind of thing.
You should.
So. But I've had a couple of games that we had, older games actually, and we've been trying to get some of the newer games to the table, but I've been seeing some older games and I'm like, oh, that'd be fun to play that again, you know? So, yeah.
Well, yeah, we want to introduce some games to, to Mike, because Mike's played the majority of what we have.
Yeah.
I would say, but to Jason especially, because he hasn't introduced maybe some different types.
Yeah.
And or some different games too.
So. Yeah, exactly. So
that'll and be. Give us all a refresher otherwise.
Yes, exactly. Well, and again, because we talk about, like, we have a crap ton of games. I mean, we really do. And when it comes to only playing once a week, even if you only play once a week, you're still not getting that many games to the table. It is a lot in the scheme of things, but when you have, like, 500 plus games, like,
that's only 52 games.
Yeah.
And that's if you play every week, and we've been running...
play our own, too.
Yeah, we've been running into 'tis the season for everybody to be sick.
Yes.
So...
that's been annoying, too.
Yeah. But, can't help it.
Yeah. And we're thinking... I think we should do more of the... if we have a free weekend or something like that, try to get a couple of games in during the weekend, too. Because we've talked about that.
Yeah.
So we want to try to do that, too. So, yeah. Yeah, lots of stuff to think about, lots of games to play. Hopefully we can bring some more fun stuff to you. In the future here, we're going to be talking about A Surplus of Sloths by Weird Draft Games. That is going to be on Backer Kit on, I think, March 15th, if I'm not mistaken. I will correct that in our little preview once we do that. And we'll have some fun stuff coming up here in the future. So check us out. And we will talk to you next time. And until then, I'm Kurt.
And I'm Tracy.
And this was the MFG Cast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.